referring to that which Beis Din is mazmin somebody l'din, summon somebody to come to Din Torah. And it sounds from the Gemara that you require the three dayanim to be convening as a Beis Din in order to send the shliach to summon the person to Beis Din, which is a chidush, which we don't really accept the halacha that that's required. We'll soon see when Moshe makes a comment regarding that. But then the Gemara quotes also in this connection Rava's statement that if a shliach Beis Din comes to somebody to tell him to that he has to report to Beis Din, he has to speak in the name of the entire Beis Din, the three. And that's also tied into Zimun B'Shloshim. And if he only speaks in the name of one person, then Lo Amakum. That's the Lashon of Rava. The way Rashi explains it, it's a halacha in terms of the nidui. The person doesn't come to Beis Din. Beis Din has the right to put him in Cherem. And that would not be done if the shliach only reported in the name of one person. Yad Vamas says he doesn't take it seriously. We wondered, so why doesn't Rashi focus more specifically on the question itself, whether he has to come to Beis Din or not? Why only focus on the consequences of the Nidui? In the Rif, in the Rambam, they talk about the consequences of the Ksivas Hashtar Nidui, Pascha. Okay, and then the Gemara at the end tells us, V'hanimili, all of this is true below Yom HaDedina. The Yom HaDedina Les Ranba, that if the time that the Shliach Beis Din says the person has to report to Beis Din is a day that Beis Din anyway convenes and it's known, then this difference no longer holds. In other words, even if the Shliach Beis Din says in the name of one person, one Dayan, the halach is the same, that he has to come and you put him in Cherem if he doesn't come and so on. It's only if it's not Yom HaDedina that halach is valid, this distinction is valid. That's the Gemara. There are some details in halacha that we saw yesterday. The chiddush that the Ramah brings from the Muki Yosef, who brings it from the Ravid, the Moed Kadin, that the Shliach Beis Din, in fact, should mention the name of the Mumche. One of the Dayanim is considered to be on a different level than everybody else. Then he actually should mention that name when he summons the person to Beis Din. The Smart points out that doesn't necessarily have to mean that if it's not Yom HaDedina, that you can get away with doing that. Could be the halacha still is that you have to say everybody, or you have to say the whole Beis Din. But the way the Ramah inserts the halacha of Muki Yosef within the sif of the Shulchan Aruch, before we even talk about the distinction Yom HaDedina, not Yom HaDedina, so it would sound like even if it's a day that's not the day of Beis Din, a Tuesday, nevertheless, it's enough to be able to just be mazbin in the name of the Mumcha. Comes out of Kula in that regard. That was one interesting halacha that we noted. And then in the other direction, we saw the Shach quoted from the Yamshel Shlomo that which the Gemara said that it's enough to mention the name of one of the Dayanin and not three Dayanin if it's a Yom HaDedina. That's only true if that one Dayan is on the same level as everybody else, not a level below. If that dying is not as chasher as the others, then you shouldn't simply mention that dying's name. Okay, these are interesting details, either direction, that changes the way that the Gemara ends up coming out of the halacha. Yeah?
When the Gemara Moed Katan said that, was it saying that you should mention the head in addition to the other
right,
two?
Right.
Or are you saying that it's enough to just mention the head?
Well, that's part of the question I think the Sna is trying to figure out. You could have learned the Gemara in that the Mugiosi is going on as saying that you can mention the Beis Din, but you should also mention the particular name of the Mumcha. Or you could say that we're talking on Yom HaDedina, which anyway is not requiring you to say everybody, the Beis Din, you just have mentioned once, then Allah is, the one that you mentioned should be the Mumcha.
So where are the other end of Allah?
So that's right, that's why the Ramah is difficult, because Ramah takes that din of the Mumcha Yosef, the Shem Haravid, and he applies it to a case where it's not Yom HaDedina, and it would sound from the Ramah that even on a Tuesday, if you're mentioning the Mumcha, then that counteracts the problem they didn't mention the whole Beis Din. I was mentioning the Mumcha is not just a halacha of a chumrah, but it's going to actually change the Gemara's conclusion. In other words, the Gemara never said that it's not that you can't do a nidui and so on. If you mention the Mumcha, to the contrary, that works. That's what comes out from the way the Ramah as interpreted by Asma, explains. Yes, these are interesting details. I saw in the Moshe, it's quoted in the Igros Moshe Yerodea Chel Gimel Kufman Beis, but what they did was in the Dibros, they took the relevant passages and they put it on the Gemara in Sanhedrin. So they took basically the middle of that big chunk, the part that relates to our Gemara, and he wonders. It was asked to him by Rabbi Chaim Ganzler, who happened to know, he's currently the Mashkiach in Tiferes Yerushalayim. He was there at the yeshiva, those of you who went on before Pesach to hear Rav David, he was present there. Anyway, this was, I don't know how many years ago, but this is a tshuva discussing many different topics, and in this tshuva, there is the discussion of that which, why today, when we're Mazmin Ledin, we don't find that they have to sit together, the three Dayanim, and formally say, we are not in Mazmin Ledin. Basically, the message gets out, and as long as they're all on board, there's no halacha of yeshivas based in. Not only that, it could be that even one person shems the hazmana, and as long as they all get told afterwards that the guy's going to appear in court and based in on this day at this time, that's all that you require. You don't really find, I can speak to people today who deal with Chosh and Mishpat or any types of Ebenezer, whatever it might be. But the Edinim, I don't think it's in any way that the formal Hazman is not done in a way of a three, a tribunal of people who send. So Moshe wonders at that. So he actually is Medayik, the Rashi that we were Medayik. The Rashi seems to say that the issue here of whether it counts or not, if the Shliach only did not speak in the name of the whole Beis Din, Rashi seems to focus on the Nidun that results. You don't put him in Cheirin. So I think Rav Moshe uses that as part of his support, that in terms of getting the person to Beis Din, this Chiyuv level of Beis Din, this whole halacha is not relevant. Of course, the information got out, and the person was informed, and he has to come. First he's medayik, that seems otherwise from the sugya. I'll read you a little bit of what he has here. Bidvar hazmano l'din shemefarish rava, that when the shliach comes in pumid echad lo makrum v'rak v'yom adedina, when they're all gathered, then it's as if he spoke for everybody. Hine l'chor milashon zimon b'shlosha mashma tehudava tzorach yeshivas beizdin l'hazmin l'din, it's a nitva. It's something that you require, a formal convening. So go back to the Mishnah that day. Many things are requiring shlosha. So you're going to have a psak from three individual dayanim in each corner of a room or three different rooms? Of course not. Shlosha means shlosha, the most up to us, we sat together. And they made a gmar din. That's always what it means by shlosha, by all the other things. So just like Umasha, he says, you can't have Adam testifying before Reuven the Dayan, and then by himself, and Shimon the Dayan by himself, and Levi the Dayan by himself. That's not going to count for Kabbalah Sedus. You need the Beis Din together to hear the Adam testify. They have to be Loyed Daka B'tnei Shlosha Dayanin Kishiyashvu Yachad. So he says, so Chora, here it seems that you need the same thing. Yoni?
Why can't we simply say that since Beis Din sits every day, Bezman Azef, and it always be sent with that Sefer?
Yeah, but that's, you're assuming that it's being sent at the time the Beis Din is sitting. It doesn't even happen that way. It doesn't even happen that way. You'll see, he points out what was done. He said, Tzarech Tat. But this requires explanation. Bishlam Psak Hadin, Yinit Shlosha, that comes out of the three, because that allows the din to become clarified, and everyone hears the other one's opinion, and they debate, and they discuss, and then the maso matan, and so on. And the inyan of Shechina Sharia as well, the inyan of a din is Kimnitsa Badaskeh, we saw all those Gemaras, and he goes into that inyan in the tshuva, more about the inyan of Gimel and Shechina being there. So that makes sense when you're talking about a threesome that are being involved in the actual substance of the deliberations. So then you need three together in the same room, and so on. The kozolin in psak hadin, avlin in zimun. What does it mean to be mazmin summon l'din? Haleka shum tam, he says, v'yitztarachu dafku hazmino lavo sheyia b'mosav tu'asa. You need a convening of three in order to tell the person to come to Beis Din. Hakol adam mechuyev lavo lebeis in kishetohu echad. Someone makes a demand that I have a tain on you, you have to come to Beis Din. The person is a chid to go Beis Din. Some Beis Din. Because what does it mean? Leka el hodah bi'alma. It's simply an informing. Eich sheploni koro ledin. So we're letting the person know, so-and-so has a tain on you, tzorakim, that you know, he has a claim. Mitzarei tzvias mamon. No, v'kim shu yudeh shu emes. If he knows that it's true, that the person has a tain, the person has a claim. You have to come now to Beis Din. So let's say the shliach got the message from three different dayanim. Each one tells the shliach, yeah, let's call Shimon to Din Torah. Sheyavu LeBeis Din on this day and this time, that they're all going to be there. So the shliach didn't hear from the three together at the same time. Yesh vadei l'holos, says Rav Moshe. Why not? More than that, the af in echad mehabeis din amar, one guy. Said Biyom Visha Pronis. Lefne Koshosha Dayanim. So he spoke. In other words, was silent. Shiyu Yesh Gahayel, it should work. I think he means even more than that. She Echad Mebezin Oma Biyom Visha Pronis Lefne Koshosha Dem Shiyu. Sounds like he's saying that one person says, listen, Shliach, this day, this time, we're all going to be there to hear the Din Torah. Says Moshe, also, why not? As long as they're all going to be there, it's also good. So he says, you know, you see from here, Lachay Nira, the Mechrochin Lomar, as follows. Our deal in Rashi yesterday. Rashi only talks about the Shamta, about the Nidui. Okay, the Rif talks about this. The Ksav Shtar could be, that's Lav Dafka. But why talk about, we're not talking about the Epsom Halacha, he has to come to Beis Din. He says, Lachay Nira, the Mechrochin Lomar, Le'inyan Shemachuya Blava LeBeis Din. Sagi, Gam Kisha'om Ashkiach Beis Din, Sha'om Rulo Shlosha. Regarding the absolute chiyuv of the person to report to Beis Din, it's sufficient if the shliach Beis Din says to the guy that the Beis Din, the three dayanim told me, even if they weren't together when they told me, I heard from the three of them, each one by himself. More than that, the af kishomar sheshalach also echad mehem. Let's say the shliach tells Shimon, one of the dayanim told me that you have to report at this time, at this date, to this location, to Beis Din. Ech sheyavo l'yom v'shav plonis, sheyu ashro shah Beis Din. Me'ache sheyodeh shehu emes, once he knows it's true, sheyavo din tovo, sheyavo l'Beis Din, the stomach he knows that the guy is tainus, shechayev lo mamon, because he owes him, or shemacha lo sada, and so on. Oh, so what's the whole discussion? It says, Moshe, avol in l'shamto, gabei, didoi. The licht of shtar sicha, the shtar nidui. Amar Rava, she'enoklum, that's enoklum. Ad the amar mishmei bekulu. She'yub most of tulasa, that you need mamsh everything. She'ahayu b'shar she'amru u'shuch de medina, she'ez minu ledin. That he said, I heard from the three of them together, u'kem furs came barashi. The Rashi says, v'ilo oz, lo misham tile. And then he goes on, he says, so what's the negar for us, Lamaisa? He says, today we don't do neither. Look, if a person doesn't come to Beis Din, what do you do? You can't put him in Chayrim. Why not? He says what? Why not? Because of the laws of the government. He writes, L'chein be'azmanos be'Beis Din shebedina seinu, shelo mishantin, lo lomi shelo baledin, lo lomi shelo tzayis l'psakadin, shem shekinir'eh, asr zemidine ha'medina. We have to, our hands are tied. We can't just do things just because, you know, Shulchan Aruch says, V'chein haya asa gam b'harbi medinas b'Europe, v'shamuti gavra. But we can't put this in a chayv. There might be other ideas, but this is what he assumes, because of that. So he says, V'havi hazmana rak l'inyan sheyeda, sheploni tova l'din, v'tfias mamon, shagi sheyeda, eich shenikra lovel of Beis Din, v'shlosha, af shehazmana hu me'echad, even though it's only coming from one person, the Koshkin, if the three of them sent them, but it wasn't the most up to us. So what we do today, you're out of it. It's a ksav that they signed on. Each one signed in their own house, face. They put their signature, they fixed the signature on the hazmana. So it's fine. We don't need the Beis Din to convene to send the hazmana. I, Sahakam Shanta, is different. So he says that's an inyan of Afkarusa. The Afkarusa, Shalom Chash. The divrei habezin sheshochelo, Beis Din as a Beis Din sent him, and he didn't report that transgression, which is an afkarusa, that shamta is a function of the fact that there's a chutzpah involved. The chutzpah is you did not respond to Beis Din's call, that already requires the ninyan of Moshe Tlas. It comes that he's splitting the sugya. The entire sugya of law makum and all this is binogeya shamta, as we saw in the Rashi. So it comes out that a lot of the diukim that we had yesterday, that's comes out the whole sugya, it's a different picture. From the Lashon Yad Rambam, I'm not sure, the way the Rambam originally presented it, sounded to me like he was saying that they need to be together when they send the Ksat. Could be only Vinagay Vishanta, though, that's the point. Vinagay Vishanta, that's the issue. Okay, that's one Indian. Just one more before we go on, one more interesting tidbit, a little nugget. If you saw the Chiddush Yabach, is it Havir or is it Havir? Havir, yeah? Okay. Chiddush Yavach, which you don't have in the old Gemaras, they found maybe a Savyad or something, I don't know, but they printed it in the Oz Vahad, a very good schmack, very interesting take on reading the Gemara. Let's go over again the Shat of Atari and see what does he do here. It's like you read the Gemara, it's a different Gemara now in terms of just how what the Gemara is trying to do. I mean, the halachas are the same, whatever they are, but the Gemara begins with a brice, Zimun Bishlosh. So Morris says, what does it mean? My Zimun. Should we say it means Bircha Zimun after Suda? No. Why? Because we have a brice that says Zimun Ubircha Zimun Bishlosh. So it sounds like it's two things. No, that's not a right. The Chitem Aprushikam Farish. My Zimun Bircha Zimun. Maybe the meaning is Zimun, namely Bircha Zimun. No, because what? Because we have another brisa that says Zimun Bishlosha, Bichazim Bishlosha, it's Bishlosha after each one. That sounds like we're talking about totally different, distinct halachas. So what is Elamai Zimun? Now we're forcing ourselves to understand Zimun as Muni Ledin. And we quote Rava. And then we have this Hanimili that differentiates between Yom HaDin and not Yom HaDin. So the Bach comes with ask numerous diukim in the way the Gemara lays out here. You have it? Those of you who have the Oz Vahadah. What is he? How many saw the Bach? How many understood what he's saying? Good. Let's see what he does here. So he has the following Ha'ar. And it's good because it will be Chazar for Dav Gim also. We said Shlosha there too. Okay. Tema. The Gemara says, maybe, the original Gemara quotes two Brises. And after the second Brise, the Gemara forces itself to say, okay, Zimun means Zimun within. So he has a couple of questions here. The Gemara originally says, my Zimun. Ilema Bircha Zimun. So if it means Bircha Zimun, then why say Zimun? It's a Bircha Zimun. Number one. Like, why not say Bircha Zimun? And you won't have to go figure out. Be explicit. Okay. Better yet. And what do I mean? He's going on what part of the Gemara? Not the original part. The Gemara says, so maybe you have a brisa, Zimun, Ubircha Zimun Bishlosha. The Gemara says, Achi Tema! What does that mean? Zimun, namely what? Bircha Zimun. So why do you have to speak that way? You have to say a word and explain yourself. Just say what you want to say. That's his problem. No, in the original Gemara says, okay, maybe Zimun means Bircha Zimun. Okay. And maybe Zimun means Bircha Zimun. But then Igmar says, no, because we have a Brice, a Zimun, U Bircha Zimun Bishlosha. No, the Chitema, what does that mean? Perushikam Afarish. Perushikam Afarish, why would you want to do that? Go right to the point. What's the, why? Because Teda, on Dabez and Beis, the Gemara says, Rabavo read the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, Dini Maminis, Bishlosha. And then it says in the Mishnah, Zeus Vachabos Bishlosh. So how did Rav Avol read the Mishnah? Pirushi Kamefarish. Mahein Katani. Dini Mamnes Bishlosha, meaning what? Zeus Vachabos. The Gemara ends up rejecting it. One of the kashas of the Gemara is, why is it Bishlosha, Bishlosha? But meanwhile, Rav Avol didn't have that difficulty. He learned the Mishnah, Mahein. But what was the point of that? What was the point? To stand? To add extra words? The Mishnah doesn't do that. So what was the point of the Mishnah having to be mefarish what it said? Speak to the point. Say what you say. The answer is because if I didn't say both, I would have maybe interpreted, I would have said, The Gemara explains why you need to have both. But meanwhile, what is the point of saying both? Zeres v'chavos, as opposed to something else. Namely, those v'chavos doesn't mean shlosha. Doesn't mean what shlosha would mean? Mumchen. So what would it mean over here? Good, another kasha. Third kasha. The Gemara has to quote two brises. Zimon, v'cha zimon. So you see that they're separate. Oh, maybe the Purush come a farish. No, you can't say that because I have another brisa. There it says, Zimun bishlosha, bircha zimun bishlosha. So if that's the proof that they're different, then go right to that brisa. Why are you setting it up? Okay. None of these diukim are like, you know, earth-shattering, but they're all interesting. So he says as follows. The Gemara, from the very outset, understood that there's a possibility to learn Zimun in two different ways. Zimun could mean bircha zimun. Zimun could mean as muni ledina. One knew that. But the Gemara was wondering, why use the term Zimun? If it means Zimun ledina, why not say that? So it might suggest that we're talking about Zimun of Suda. Bircha Zimun. But the Gemara had a question. It says, Zimun u bircha Zimun bishlosha. Right? Now remember, the word Zimun could have meant in the Gemara, even in the beginning, Zimun Ledin. So it says Zimun Ubiach Zimun Bishkosa. The Gemara says maybe it's Pirusha Kamafaris. What does it mean? It means that the Bryce is coming to tell me that Zimun, namely Biach Zimun, that's Shkosa. And what's not Shkosa? What's not? The other Zimun, Zimun Ledin. As we know that Zimun can be interpreted as two different things. Zimun of Suda, Zimun Bircha Zimun, or Zimun of Ledin. So Pirusha Kamafarish doesn't just mean the Brisa started using extra words. It could have gone right to the point. If it were going right to the point, then I wouldn't know the halacha of Zimun Ledin not needing Shlosha. I'm only talking about Bircha Zimun, that's what I'm talking about. But by saying Zimun, which Zimun needs Shlosha? Only Bircha Zimun, and not the other one. Now, I can infer that the other one doesn't eat shlosha. And that's what the Gemara means by Purusha Kamafaris. In fact, the Gemara on that, no, but I have another brisa. What's that brisa? Zimun, shlosha, birchas zimun b'shlosha. So what's the point of the Gemara? So the Gemara seems to be saying that if I meant Purusha Kamafaris, then I wouldn't say shlosha each time separately. So it must be separate. Then again, maybe to the contrary. Maybe the way the Mishnah wants to convey that the only one on each shlosha is bircha zimun and not the other zimun, zimun ledin, maybe the way the Mishnah wants to get the Brisa feels that saying shlosha each time is a stronger way to say that. That's what he says. I don't know why that should be, but that's what he says. But if that were true, then what would be the problem? The other Brisa. There was something in this Brisa, one of these Brisas, has to mean that Zimun Ledin is Shlosha. And one of the braises could mean that only Bircha Zimun is Shlosha and Zimun Ledin is not Shlosha. And the Gemara Dafka understands that you're going to get counter indications from the two braises, so the Gemara presents both braises. It says, look, I have another braise that's Shlosha, Shlosha. So now, clearly, one of these braises clearly holds Zimun Ledin is Shlosha. And one of them might be saying that Zimun doesn't need Shlosha. Saying, well, I'll tell you everything, I'll explain everything to you as follows. Because Zimun Ledin is Rava, and it all goes together. And Hani Mili, that's without the Vav, in our Gemara it's without a Vav, so I have a Vav, but either way the idea is the same. So Hani Mili, when is this? La Biyom Adedina. La Biyom Adedina, then it's even good enough with less than three. These masks are not in the name of both three. So what did Gemara mean to say? Gemara is trying to say, as follows, it's not a contradiction. One brisa, you pick which one. One brisa is a Purusha Kamafaris, which comes to tell me that Zimun Ledin does not need Shlosha. That would be referring to which case? Not Yom HaDedina, which doesn't have to announce for everybody because he knows already. And the other one that's clearly saying that Zimun does need Shlosha is not the Yom HaDedina. And so, therefore, it's not just like the Gemara mentions in the afterthought, Hanimili, But it comes out the Gemara needed to say that in order to figure out that there are two braises, one of them which seems to suggest that Zimun Ludin doesn't eat Shlosha, and one seems to say it does. Again, which one is which, that you can go in either direction. That's what how he ends up winning the Gemara. What one could perhaps quibble with is, I mean, Pashup Shat, what would you have said? Which is, if you want to say the one braise is being Memayit, Zimun Ludin, which one would it be? Either one, which would you say? And which one would be saying two separate halachas of Shlosha? Zimun Ludin needs Shlosha. What would you think? Shlosha, Shlosha is two separate halachas. That's how you read the Gemara. So where's the Bach coming from? That Shlosha, Shlosha might have been actually the Purusha Kamafarish one. Where's he coming from?
Either one.
That's what he seems to say. Again, if you want to see it inside, I'll just read those. That's what the Gemara is saying. Hanimili, the Gemara is trying to reconcile the braises. As far as which braise is which, that the Gemara is leaving as an open question. That's what he seems to say. That's why the Gemara brings both braises, because now that we have both braises on the table, it would seem that one of the braises is explained as a Purusha Kamafarish, which means, again, not stamp the extra words, it's a way of being mimayit, Hasmona Ludin not needing Shlosha, and the other braise would not be that, because then it would have said the other Nusach of the other braise. So then that would be saying two separate halachas, which is which he doesn't say. So how do you reconcile it? The answer is, it's not a contradiction, because it's depending on the case. The case that's going on Yom HaDedina is the case of the braise that's mimayit, Hasmona Ludin from Shlosha. But again, we would have thought that we know which is which. The braise that says Shlosha, Shlosha, that's clearly two separate inyanim, not Purusha Kamafarish. Yeah, I'll show you what he's saying. Let's just pick up from where he goes to the Hashta. Imaya Maksha Bipshitus. If the Gemara would have asked right from the beginning, he's saying that to explain his answer, his kasha. Why didn't we go back to the second braise right away? That's a horror. Where I should have right away gone to the second braise. Having more asked directly from the Shlosha Shlosha braise, Midatani Zimun B'Shlosha, Hayisi Omer, I would push back and say, that's the Purusha Kamafarish. Hayisi Omer Purusha Kamafarish, my Zimun B'Yacha Zimun. But no, but we couldn't do that because Ela the Hashta Kasha Aidach braise. But if the Shlosha Shlosha is Purusha Kamafarish, then the other braise is not Purusha Kamafarish. No, it's either Purusha Kamafarish is by saying Shlosha Shlosha or by not saying Shlosha, by saying one Shlosha at the end. That's the kasha idach braisa. The lok tani shlosha shlosha. Mi ma nafshach? I amet the shlosha shlosha mashma tvei the pirusha kamafarish. If the shlosha shlosha is more indicating that it's really one halacha and coming to exclude the other zimun, then in ken idach braisa the lok tani shlosha shlosha mashma the pirusha kamafarish. Then that would be tarti kama. The I amet the I the lok tani ba shlosha shlosha. That's what we would have thought. That the one that doesn't say two shloshas, that's when it's masma tfei the purusha kamafarish. That's masma more that it's explaining and limiting. Im ken kasha mihai braisa dekani shlosha shlosha the masma tati kamar. In other words, the Gemara is open to two possibilities. That shlosha shlosha might be more reason to say the distinct tartik tani, in which case I have a right zimun is b'shlosha, zimun ledin is shlosha, or shlosha shlosha is more masma that it's purusha kamafarish. But what if it's that, then the other one is going to be the other one. It's 2 seconds, Menachem. So umishani. So why is the Gemara answering in effect to that challenge? That's the implicit challenge that the Gemara is now raising after quoting both braises. Umishani in chada braisa mashma one braisa. Which one? I'm not deciding. One braisa mashma bepirusha kamafarish, which means as Bach took it, pirusha kamafarish means la miyuti as munigadina delopina shlosha. That's one braisa. Whichever one. The idach braisa mashma tarti, which is teaching me that exact opposite. The ruidas muni nami beinat shlosha. If that's the case, I have a contradiction from the two braises. One is mashma that muni then needs shlosha. One is mashma does need shlosha. Afilachi lo kasha. And the answer is because we're about to tell you it's all one now, all one flow. Ukida amar rava hani beit chasa. It's like Rava said everything. Now the hani mili is all like Rava. It's all coming together now. The Gemara knew from the beginning what Ismuni Udina means, but it's the Gemara's not machadish with Rav. Ukeda Amar Rav, and it's really all laying it out. Ukeda Amar Rav, and so on. Hani Betrasa, the Hash, and the Chuli is till the end of the Gemara. The Hash, the High Brice, said the Pusha Kamfarish, whichever one that is. That's Lemi Ute, Ismuni Udina, Dulabin Shlosha. That's Ayri Biyom Adedina. Yom Adina doesn't need Shlosh. Doesn't have to announce the name of all three. The Idach Brisa, the Tarti Kama, there's Muni Adina, not even Shlosh, Ayudalo Yom Adina. That's the Bach's spin on the Sugya. It's creative, it's very cute, it's interesting. But in terms of nitpicking here, the Chorah, the fact that the Gemara is leaving Shlosha Shlosha as, you know, maybe that is a Purusha Kamafarash, maybe it's not, I think you can all jump on me from an earlier Gemara, the beginning of the Perek, on this, because we had indications of Shlosha Shlosha before. Who has a Kashi? Yeah.
I mean, you could ask the Kashi, but you could also defend it with the Havim, you know, meaning the Gemara clearly has a Havim.
You mean Rav Avoh?
Yeah, I mean, Rav Avoh
okay.
has a Havim.
Okay, good. Okay. So I think that's what you're going to have to say for the Bach. In other words, this is going to be mentioned by the Ran in a minute, in the next Gemara too. In other words, back to the beginning of the parak. Didi Mamanis B'Shlosha, Tzeh B'Rosh B'Shlosha. So Rav Avoh, the whole Amid based on the base was Rav Avoh. Rav Avoh's take on the Gemara, on the Mishnah was, Didi Mamanis, Mahen Katani, the Hainu, Zeh L'Sachavos, that's where you need the Shlosha Mumchen. Lafuke what? Lafuke what? Who does follow doesn't need Mumchen. Rava agrees in terms of where the chips fall, that that's going to be what the Mishnah is going to be ultimately saying. Exil Sachavos need Mumchen and now does Vavos. But Rava didn't agree with the way, the semantics of how he dissected the Lashna Mishnah. Rava is going to say no, because what is it to be rather interpreted as? Dinamis Bishlosha, meaning Hodos Vavos, that's one Shlosha, that's Hadiotos. Exil Sachavos Bishlosha, that is a different Shlosha of Mumchen. Meaning Tarti Katani. What led Rava to read the Mishnah differently? And again, it's the same halacha, but it's a different way to touch the words. The Gemara had the Kasha and Daf Gimel, right? Gemara says, Ihachi Tarti Katani. Dini Mamnes Bishlosha had Yotos, Kriyavos Bishlosha Mumchen. The old Shlosha Shlosha Lamali. Rashi explains, Ihachi Debedos Falvos Shlosha Beinan. So why even say Mahen? Have another way to read it. Better. Tati Katani. You could just as well learn it as Matsi Lameh Dini Mamanis means Hodos Valvos, and that's one level Shlosha, tier one. Ukzeh Sachavolos, Begimu Mumchen. And the reason that they're not together is because, even though there are Dini Mamanis, because they have different types of Shlosha. The old, and here's the Kasha of the Gemara the second, Ichadaktani, Lamel Limisni, Trazim Nishlosha, Hakibai Limisni, Dine Mamnes, Sheng, Zerzalos, Nithyam, leave out the first Shlosha. So the way the Gemara is clearly ending up is that by saying Shlosha twice, it precludes learning Pshat as Tarti Katani, as Mahen Katani, as Purusha Kamafar. And here the Bach is saying that the Sugisa Gemara is sort of on the fence on here. Maybe Purusha Kamafarish is when you have one Shlosha at the end, or maybe when you have two Shloshas. But the Gemara there seems to end up, the final word of the Gemara is, no, if it's Shlosha, Shlosha, it's not Purusha Kamafarish, Mahein, but it's Tarti. So you say, good. Oh, but Rav Avoh obviously didn't agree with this. Rav Avoh learned the Mishnah the way he did, and he wasn't bothered. Now, Tosis wonders, like sometimes more asks Shlosha, Shlosha, sometimes more doesn't. Maybe the Bach will say that Rav Avoh felt that to the contrary, that Purusha Kamafarish, Mahein, is actually better read if it says Shlosha Shlosha. And the Gemara, understanding that, is leaving that as an open question over here. We are biased, because we read the Gemara Daf Gimel, and we were trained to think that way, because the Gemara ends up that way. So that must be the logical way to think about it. Nope, maybe there's another way to think about it, the opposite. According to the Bach, that's part of the Gemara here. The Gemara is leaning one way or the other. One Brisa is going to be Purusha Kamafarish, but then if that's the case, the other one is going to say no, that it's all one halacha of Zimun B'Shlosha, Zimun Hedin L'Shlosha. Now we have to reconcile the two Brisas. I'll tell you how to do that. Yeah, follow up, Menachem. Yeah.
Doesn't Pshat, I mean, I hear why this would be a difficult, if we need the extra way of both. Doesn't just the Pshat of the Bach seem difficult? If we say that Shlosha Shola, Purusha Kamafarish, it's difficult to shock the entire the Gemara. How are you reading the Gemara now in terms of just, you know, statement, response, question? It sounds like in the beginning they're trying to exclude Zimun Ladina with the brisa of Birkat Zimun Bezimun Bishlosha. Zimun Birkat Zimun Bishlosha.
How do you read the Gemara? So the Gemara says, if Zimun is Birkat Zimun, because it doesn't say Zimun Ladina, so it means maybe Birchazimun. So we want to think of that, it means that because it doesn't say Simun Gadin. So maybe Simun doesn't mean. No, because it says Simun Birchazimun Vishlosh. It sounds like it's two things. The Chitema, that no, no. To the contrary, Perusha Kama Farish, that it wants you to know that only Birchazimun Vishlosh, and that's, and Simun Gadin not. So we can still assume that Simun Gadin is not, and that means that when it says the first bright, there are three brights. There's a bright of Simun Vishlosh. There's a brisa of Zimun Ubircha Zimun Bishlosha. And then there's a third brisa of Zimun Bishlosha Bishlosha. There are three brises. Gemara starts with the first, Zimun Bishlosha. Gemara thinking, does it mean Zimun Ledin? Well, it doesn't say Zimun Ledin. So maybe it means Bircha Zimun. Yeah, but I have a brisa that says Zimun Ubircha Zimun Bishlosha. It sounds like the two things. So Zimun, so it can't be Bircha Zimun. Maybe it can, because the Archipurusha come the Farish, the Dafka, that only Bircha Zimun is Shlosha, not Zimun Ludin. So back to the first Bryce also, it's got to mean Bircha Zimun, not Zimun Ludin. I say, yeah, but I have another Bryce that says Shlosha two times. So what does Gemara mean? So that's where the Bach steps in. So Gemara means, so look, if you want to say that's Purusha come the Farish, then the first one is going to tell me that you do need three for Simun Ludin. Whichever Purusha Kama Farish, the other one would be telling me you need three. So that's the dilemma that's presented. Ella, the guy can take this. My Zimun as Munu Ludin. I could certainly go back and say there's no contradiction because it's going to be Zimun Ludin, it's going to be Shlosh. So back to the first case. Zimun in the beginning could mean as Munu Ludin. He heard the Amar Rava, and he holds the whole Rava and the Hanimili. And now both prices are resolved, and Zimun could be Zimun Ledin in the case that needs Shlosh. Okay, don't get too hung up on it. It's again, it's not Rishonim, but it's still it's interesting spin on this. Yeah.
According to the Bach, you're saying that it sort of doesn't really matter which writer.
That's what he kind of leaves it at.
Like,
yeah.
Both ways it would have ended up the same, just you would have picked. So right. It's possible that it's not really so. Like, it's not so much like in the words, maybe it's sort of just what the Masorah was for the different people of what it meant. Like, it's not that one is...
It sounds like there's two ways that two ways to think about what's a stronger indication that we're coming to exclude the other type of theme. By saying Shlosha, Shlosha, is that more affirming only this? I don't know. I hear better the other way. If I think Shlosha Shlosha, I would more likely think it is distinct. But Gemara can entertain both possibilities. But it can't be that both are Purusha Kama Farish, and you can read it Purusha Kama Farish this way or the other way. I think Gemara would rather see that there's obviously a contradiction. Why is one Bryce excluding Zimun Bedin from Shlosha and the other one is saying that it does need Shlosha?
No, I'm saying when he asked why did the Gemara not just jump to the second, so he's saying it doesn't.
Right, the Gemara didn't jump there.
It would have ended up the same.
Right, but if it would have just been the second, I would have also pushed back to Rishon Kofar. Right. That's how we resolve all this question. Okay, right to Gemara. So now we have another piece of Gemara that is, again, very much tied into earlier Sugyas, and it's a Hashlamah to everything we've been doing. So it says further in the Mishnah Tashume Kefel. Tashume Kefel, which is Knas, is Bishlosha. We have Dini Mammon is Bishlosha, so those Balvos. Zeus Bachavos Bishlosha that we discussed. That's the two levels of Shlosha. We have Hadyotos, we have Mumchin, we have Nezek Chazi Nezek, and the Gemara discusses why that's mentioned. Now we're on to Tashume Kefel, but Tashume Dalvehei Bishlosha. Says the Gemara, Shalach Rei Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chizda, Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov. Ilamdeinu Rabbeinu, teach us our Rebbe. Dine Knossos Bekama. Dine Knossos, our Mishnah is discussing Knossos, Kefel Dal Vehei. How many Dayanim? That was the Shaila that he sent him. Says the Gemara, Maikam Neboile, what's the Shaila? Hanan Tanan Beshlosha, the Mishnah of Fureshes. Kefel Dal Vehei Beshlosha, what do you mean, how many? Ella, Yachid Mumche Kamiboile. The Shaila was about Yachid Mumche. Dain dine knasus alo. Can a yachid mumche dan dine knasus? When we say mumche, let's be very clear in our definitions. What kind of mumche is the Gemara discussing? Is Rav Nachman asking about? Mumche means what? No doubt about it. What does Gemara mean? What? Smicha. We had the expression about hey, mumche l'rabim. That's not necessarily. That's not samach. Gamra Besavir, and so on. That was clear in that sugya. Now we're discussing smicha. Mumche. Can one individual who is a samuch, can he dan dine knasa? So it sounds like. It sounds like there's nobody with him. Could three hediotos dan dine knasos? The pashtus, the Gemara would be agreeing. But what about one samuch? That was a shaila. What's the pshat? Where would it come from? What kind of halacha would this be? One samach b'dan dine knasas. By virtue of what? The deraisa, the rabbanan, takana. Very vague, very unclear. But the simple reason Gemara is we're talking about one samach, and he should be able to paskin dine knasas, to impose a chiyuv keifa. So that was a shaila. So Amale, this is now the response of Nachman bar Yaakov. Tnisua, we have a Mishnah. Tashrumi Kefel, but Tashrumi Abava Chamisha B'Shrosha. The cause of the Mishnah says Kefel Davei Nishrosha is my Shrosha. What kind of Shrosha are we discussing? Ilei Mishrosha Adyotos. Should we say it means three Adyotos? Ha'amar Avua. Avua da avuch mishmei da rav, meaning Rav Nachman bar Chizda's father, I mean, Chizda's father apparently, right? Your grandfather said mishmei da rav. Afilu asara dehen adyotos surin gedine knasas. He said that even if you have 10 is a round number. So does it mean dafka 10? I don't know. Ein bezin shaka. Okay, leave that out. But even 10 adyotos. 10. 10 is a wonderful number, except for the issue of, okay, in Beis Shaku, good. But 10, but the Hadyotas can't pass in Dine Knossos. We saw cases in the Mishnah that 10 is actually the right number. But that's for Shuma, things like that. But you see, from Rav's statement, that's how we prove that you can't interpret Shlosha of Kefa to be Hadyotas. Ela Mumche. So the Mishnah must mean Mumche. The Kama Shlosha. And it says Shlosha. So it's clear, what? It's clear that you need three mumch and not one mumch. That's the sugya. Very difficult. Rashi doesn't help us much. We'd expect Rashi to come to the rescue here. Rashi doesn't say very much. Dine knasos, Rashi just comments. Dine knasos, zesh and misham yosu midino. Knasos. What does Rashi want exactly? This shaila of the Gemara, and it was resolved from the statement of Rav. So, the shaila of the Gemara pertained to what? To dine knasos. Rashi says you pay more than what you have to pay. A kefel dalad vehe. What about zelos v'chavalos? We've seen the term dine knasos applied to that as well. We saw Tosis on daf. We are daf gimel. Right? Points out that the Gemara uses the term later on also. This that you need smuchin for dine knasos, it encompasses not just kefil cases, even cases like zelos v'chavolos. The extent of Elohim in the psukim, right? So was that also part of the shayla of the Gemara, that Gemara was poshet? Or that was never part of the shayla? Unclear. What else is unclear? So what do we say? What was he thinking? Yachid mumche could possibly dan dine knasos. So where did he have to prove otherwise? Where did Rab Nachman bar Yaakov show that he couldn't be? Because of a statement that Rav said. Rav said 10 hedyotos can't pass the dine knasos. That's how I know that the Mishnah, what says 3, has to mean mumche. Is that all? We had a Mishnah dine mamonis b'shlosha zeres v'chavolis b'shlosha. How do we read that Mishnah? Before we get to Kefa. How do you interpret the two phrases? Why do you say, Xeris Bachavos are Dini Mominus? So what do you have to say a separate category? So, Rabbi Bo said it one way, Rabbi said it the other way, but there are two ways to read the Mishnah, but it all comes down to the same thing. Which is what? There's a difference between Dini Mominus and Dos Balvos that requires Shlosha, but that's enough to have a Yotos. Xeris Bachavos requires Shlosha, where? What type of Shlosha? Mumchim. Why? What's the mucker? Pesrosa Mumchin? What's the mucker? Ve'elohimus. The parasha of Shomer. No, so now, didn't Knossos got to be less than that? I need Rav to tell me that 10 adiotos can't pass in Dine Knossos. So I know that when it says Gzeros Vachava, it says Kefa without the hay, the Shrosha doesn't mean Shrosha adiotos, because even 10 couldn't do it because of what Rav said. Read the Mishnah. Just before Kefa without the hay, it says Gzeros Vachavos, Bishrosha. And we know what that means. What is the Shrosha of Gzeros Vachavos? Shrosha Mumchen. So Kefa without the hay, Bishrosha, Chara also means Shrosha. Does the Gemara mean that the Rav Nachman Bar Chisda think that Gzeros, the Kefa without the hay would be three adiotos, even though Gzeros Vachavos are three Mumchen? And the only way I know that the three of Kefil Dal Behe is Mumchen is because of Rav? And if he thought that, so then we have to reverse what we said before. We said, what did he think about three adyotas? We said, oh, three adyotas for sure not. Maybe Mumchen, maybe a Samach is better. No, but anyway, look at it. The Mishnah says, Kefil Dal Behe Vishlosa. So it's either three hadyotos or three mumchin. If it's three mumchin, then you couldn't think one mumchin is good enough, which is what Gemara says. Elamai means three hadyotos. That means that he must have thought three hadyotos are good. He just didn't know that it meant mumchin. So we don't know how to make heads or tails of this Gemara. Now, let's make it more challenging. Go back to Daf Hei, Mil Chazara. So we had a case over there of a mumchel rabbin done afu yachidi. That was a brisa. So what is that brisa coming from? What kind of halacha? That's not samach, right? What is that? What's that based on? What? Machokis Rashi and Tosis. Excellent. Oh, you tell me. Okay, so what does Rashi say? What does Tosis say? So how can this maybe help us over here or hurt us somehow? What does Rashi say? Rashi was a Doraisa, because we're going according to Rabacha, according to Shmuel, and it's Halacha Midoraisa of what? Of Chadna Mikasher, by what? By Hados Valvos. And this is Rabacha, this is Shmuel, and the only thing is with Rabbanan, they require, yes, requirements, they require three, but by Mumcha Urabim, a distinguished type of person, they didn't make this Halacha Midorabbanan. This is all limited to what? Hados Valvos. And Xelus Vachavolos, and Xelus Vachavolos, there's nothing to talk about. And even Mumcha Urabim is not going to be good enough. This is Rashi. And therefore, if you have Rashi, there's nothing more to say. We don't find according to Rav Avo, according to Rava, there's not even that. There's not even Megatakan Ravana. And then you read a Gemara in Daf Ches that there was a possibility. Rav Nachman was wondering that what by Kefel, by Knossos, you can have a Samuch. How does that square with Rashi in Daf Ches?
Yeah,
or like so that we've been saying that even according to Rashi could be that people aren't able to coin
their
vote,
and it was actually the Hamidah
one before Rashi. So maybe there is a Takana, even according to Rashi,
because
the Takana, what? According to the way we Miyashi Rashi.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we can go to Tosis already, and they say maybe Rashi will agree. Maybe how did Tosis learn that? Hey, it was a Takana Shachamim from Mumchel Rabin that he could be Dan Yechidi. A Takana Shachamim. So now maybe this Gemara is discussing from the perspective of Takanas Chachamim, and maybe Rashi also could learn that there's such a notion. Even Rashi didn't learn it before. Yeah.
Because that in Davav the Mumcha Labistin, so maybe
the Mumcha Labistin could be Samach.
Maybe we said for Rashi that maybe the having the when it said in the Brisa that could be talking about the first part of the ratio could be talking about maybe a Mumcha L'Rabim without Rishus. And see if it's talking about a Mumcha L'Rabim with Rishus.
Yeah, but that all that is Samach or not Samach?
Not Samach, but maybe the Samach would be more compared to the Mumcha
L'Rabim. Okay, but then Dini Knossos. You might have wondered about Dini Knossos.
But we said that it was even the Fibra B'Avavu for Rashi. that even the three Rav Ahu, he'd agree to the concept of a mumcha lebeitin idea. So maybe smicha is more like a mumcha lebeitin idea rather than a stam mumcha lerabim.
So again, it should be takaras chachamim. So let's begin to navigate the Rishonim. How does this? And so let's identify again some of the questions that we had. Xeris Makabolus, we seem to be certain about, right? Any way you look at it. I mean, now we do have Rav Acha, and we do have, you know, Rav Avol, but all of this is machokes by Hadas Chavos. Xeris Makabolus Bishlosha is mumche, and it's clearly three mumche. That doesn't seem to be part of our discussion, the pashtus, right? And yet our discussion is focusing on knossos. So that's one issue to it. So where does that leave us? Why would anyone think that you can have one mumcha, one samuch? Why would it be different than teres v'chavos? And then, you know, by virtue of what would a mumcha l'rabim, and what would we think about three adyotas, what we're thinking over there? And why did the Gemara only present the response by bringing in Rav and not try to go directly to the Mishnah itself? Let's see what some of the Rishonim do here. Okay, let's start with maybe the Yad Ramah. There are a lot of different ways to learn, so let's see. The Yad Ramah, let's take a look. Shalchir v'nachem b'rav chizda v'rav nachem b'yakob yomdein rabbeinu dine knasus b'kama v'day kina alua maikam b'bayile yachid mumcha kam b'bayile ni dayin dine knasus olo. Lishna ravicha, that means this is the best way to learn, what I'm about to tell you. As follows. Mi amrina. Should we say like this? Kevan de legabe dini mominis. Afa gab de midoraisa de inan shlosha mumchin. Abdu rabbana takanta de yachid mumchin. Just as we find by dini mominis. Midoraisa, you need three mumchin. Okay, who is he following now? What's shita? Let's be clear. I'm still in the blanks here. Which shita is this he's going with? Rav Avohu, correct. Rav Avohu, Rava. Midaraisa, we're talking dinim mamnes of hodos v'avos. You need three mumchin. That means we all have parashios. You know, go through the hoops. Your parashios, mishpadacha, mamatzinu, whatever you want to say. But the halacha of Elohim, three Elohim, goes over to hodos v'avos. Right. Midaraisa, you need three mumchin. But the chachamim made a takana. Where do we see that? That's the Brisa of Mumcha L'Rabim. Then that's not a Sama, right? That's a Gemara B'Sama. So just as we know that by Hildos Valvos, I mean the Brisa need three Mumcha, but the Chachamim will machshir a Mumcha L'Rabim, a Gemara B'Sama, just like we find out in Daf Hei. So he was thinking, Rav Nachman Rav Chizda was thinking, Hachinat, Afa gav by dina knasas midaraisa beinan shlosha mumchin avdu rabbana takan. So now we have a question. Maybe the chacham made a takana for what? For who? To that dina knasas. For who? For one mumche / samach. Not parallel. It's samach. Why? The kevan des yad le reshusa le yachid samach. Die in dine knasses. They came this yayav levishusa liyachid samoch. What does he mean? How do you punctuate it? Came this yayav levishusa liyachid samoch. Die in dine knasses. What does he mean? Is yayav levishusa? That's good for what we want to know. Does he have a shus midrabbana? The meritakana. Does anyone have the other Yad Ramah? Anything that they changed the words here? It's hard to read it. Just see. If there's anything, just read it. Tell me anything different. They came with this Yad Reshusa Liyachid Samuch. Exactly what it says here. So what does he mean? How are you translating it? I would say the gist of what I think he's saying is that a Samuch has Reshus over the Niknasis. That's the Halach, Elohim. But Nemele, even what? They made a takan even for what? Midaraisa, you need three. Midrabban, one. Yeah?
The footnote on the Yad Ramah said it was Mashmash was talking about a samach that also, like, Kurad Mullah.
That's what he means here. It's Yad Rebishusa, he means with. But he didn't say anything until now about that. Suddenly he's just throwing that in.
What would be the parallel?
He doesn't give a reason why one.
Here it is. Why they made it. That's the point. He says it's a takan. So it's also unclear. Why would they make a takana? See, I have another problem. On Daf Hey, we know why there was a takana. What was the purpose of the takana there? Nigas Delis! Nigas Delis! Hodos Balvos has Nigas Delis. So where we made a takana of Shkosha and Yotos, and according to those Rishonim that learned the sugi, even according to Rava and Rava Vo, so they made a takana also Mishum Nigas Delis, Shlotino Delis, for Mubchal Rabbi. That makes sense by Hodos Balvos. But Nigas Delis doesn't seem to be relevant by Dina Knossos. That's the Chor. What's the Nigas Delis? Those who talked about Xeros Delis by Xeros Fachavalis, but Chor by Dina Knossos, what's Nigas Delis? So what would be the purpose of the Takan? You're saying maybe you can help by saying that what? The Himchu Rab Malayim. But he starts by saying it's a Takana. Abdur Rabban Takana.
Because he's better.
Why would they make a takan over here? Why?
Just like by Mamanos, one Mumchal Rabban was better than three Yadyoto, so we made a takan up.
Was better?
Yeah,
the Yadma earlier.
So to the super
he's better. He's better. Meaning that the three Yadyotos would also work. Nigas Delis is.
But we'll be allowed one instead of three.
One second. One was Mumchal Rabin, and three Adyotas are just also good. Who says that Mumchal Rabin is better?
The Yadamah.
In what sense is it better? It's all good. You mean the Lash of the Yadamah before was Mashba that way, that he was better. Say, so Sushitasa. Okay? But it all works. Three Adyotas works as well.
Yeah,
here you're going to say only Samach, one Samach works, and not three Adyotas.
It's like parallel to like just like one Mumchal Rabban that was the head, it was parallel to the three Hediotos, would be a super Samach that's parallel to the three Mumchal. Like three Mumchal work and one super.
This is what, again, that ran earlier has this whole discussion. We'll get to that eventually. But I don't see all that in the Yavama right now. I mean, he doesn't say the words in Kul Rab Malayim. He doesn't say it. He's saying, it's Yavri Rishusa means that.
Footnote says it's not like that.
He doesn't want to learn that way.
Because the answer of the Gemara of Rab is saying that. Is rejecting that.
Yeah,
but his question is, can a super Samach?
You mean in the Kash, in the Shaila?
Okay. He said it's not like the Ran, because the Ran said that the Maskana
would work.
Right. So that's the Ran. That's what go to the Ran earlier. That's it. At the end of the that Ran. That's all coming back. So what? Okay. So let's see. We're good and confused. That's okay. Amalei Tanisua. So we have a raya because it says Tashumi came from Tashumi Davar Hey Bishlosa My Shlosa Ilei Mishlosa Yotzef Yotzar Nami Tzili. He doesn't listen. So we don't know exactly. What we do see in Yerama is that the question was takanas chachamim. Why would they make a takana? Unclear. The example they give from Daf Hey, I understood why they made a takana. That was a takana from Mumchal Rabban of Gamli v'Savri because of Nigas Delis. Here, for some reason also, they maybe made a takana, but we see not that way from Rav. That's the other man. Yeah.
And why can't we use the svar that Tosos was usually tino those negas lamin?
What are you going to say? People not to steal to incur a chiyuv knas. Those types of svars. Tino delis b'tnei osi avla. In other words, that would be by knas as well. Tosos and Nav Gimel was discussing nigas delis by kseiros v'chavos.
You wouldn't have done that. People would try to find them.
Yeah, people would try.
Tosis ended up saying they could. Tosis doesn't like that. Tosis mentions it. You think maybe the Gemara is like reviving that spark. Maybe the Gemara thinks they could be new. But Tosis discusses whether you do have that by Yishuv HaKira and the other things. Tosis ended up not saying that spark. You have to work it out. I hear. Let's see the Ran. There's two pieces in the Ran. Let's try out the first piece. Dinei knasos bekama. Yachid mumcha kamibaya. So when the Gemara says Yachid mumcha kamibaya, what was his shaila? So the Ram sets us straight here. Did he have a shaila about three adyotos being done dinei knasos? Was that part of the shaila as well? Or was it only a shaila of, the Gemara says mumcha yachid mumcha, which means samach. Says the Ran Perush, Pshita Lei the Shlosha Yotos Lo Dan Dinei Knossos. Ah, so the Ran says what was clear to him was three Yotos would not work. Dilo alimi lafkuri mamona. Three yodos are not strong enough to be mafkin mamona. Kaskin dini knossos, you have to have a koach. And the koach would not exist. Koach of beis and hefker. You couldn't have that with three yodos. Afil takandra ban, even if it's a takana. The takandra banan would not help you. That three yodos could not be the knossos. The derisa for sure not. You need smicha. But even takandra rabbanan would not work with three yodos. What is the shaila? Mibayilai itikun rabban biyachid mumche lemeidan dini knasus alav. Ah, so it says the Ran similar now to the Yadlama in this regard. The shaila the Gemara is: would one samach work midrais and midrabbanan? What does he say? Midrabban. Tikkun Rabban. But what's clear to the Gemara? That a Yachid Mumcha of Asamuch could, it's only him, but not three Adyotas. Comes out that Takanas Chachamim would only be by a Chad Samuch, not by three Adyotas. So that's framing the issue for the Ran. It's specifically about a Samuch and a Takana. Why would Acham make the Takana? It doesn't say. Now, what about the question of Gzeres V'Chavolos? V'hu adin nami, the Yisrael mibbe Gzeres V'Chavolos. El d'chad minay nakat. Says the Ran, the Shaila was equally a Shaila that the Chachamim should be machshir chad samoch to dan during Gzeres V'Chavolos. The same Shaila. With the Chachamim attacking that one samoch could be done during Knossos and ordering Gzeres V'Chavolos. Va'od mishum de'ikah k'sas k'zeros da'adina shichusayim u'gnevos v'shlosh adyotos shmachi kitzur l'shon v'nak adina k'nasos. What does he say further? There are some k'zeros that we say shichusayim that even three adyotos could do. So therefore, he says dina k'nasos where we know that you can't have three adyotos, but and my shayla is specifically about mumche, one mumche, so I focus on that. It comes out, the Ran brings into the mix Gzeres V'Chavolos as well. And now, we're going to have major problems in the next piece of Ran. So then, so the Gemara says, oh, look at the Mishnah. Gzeres V'Chavolos. What does it mean? Can it mean adyotos? Look at Rav. Rav said even 10 adyotos can't have it. That's what you have to prove it from. Ikol Ameda, Hamimas Nisan Shaminan. Again, the Ran just said the Shaila was Gzeres V'Chavolos as well as Dinei Knossos. So don't go to Rav, go to the Mishnah. Hami Masnisin Shaminan, the Shlosh of the Masnisin, I know Mumchin, I know the Mishnah, I know it has to be three Mumchin, because look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah says two clauses, Dinei Mamas B'Shlosha, Gzeres V'Chavolos B'Shlosha. And your Shaila is on Gzeres V'Chavolos as well as we just said a minute ago. So the Mishnah is clearly talking about Mumchen because that's what makes Gzeres V'Chavolos a different standard than Hodos V'Chavolos. That was the Mishnah. Ikol Meida Kam Masis and Shemina the Shlosh the Masis and Hanu Mumchen Kid Asik Naleil Tarti Katani. That's how the Mark included that Gimel Tarti Katani Dini Mamanets Begimel Adyotos Gzeres V'Chavolos B'Shlosh and Mumchen Diilo Shlosh and Shlosh and Lamali. That was the Kasha Shloshu Shloshu Lamali. No, so what's going on? You need Rav? It's clear. The Mishnah says, Gzeres V'Chavolos B'Shloshu Shloshu Mumchen. Yesh B'Tarzim D'Nicha Le'la Mishma Mi'ad Rav. One would rather prove it from Rav's statement. That from Rav you see the Mishnah must have meant Gimel Mumchen. The Ka'amar Behedya, he said explicitly, even adyotos don't count, even 10. Maybe the Mishnah is saying it's all by adyotos. Maybe when you have samach, even one samach can be good enough. The alpha gab the shlosha shlosha katani. So it sounds like it's a different gradation, a different level of three. Lochashin lahachi. Doesn't bother us. The aman the ukmu masnisin del el d'mahin katani. Who was that? Rav Avoh. Lochashin lashlosha shlosha. Probably should say lochash. He didn't have the problem. But the Ran is going to go on and say that's not going to work because Rav Avoh is still. Because what's the problem with this answer? We'll speak it out, then we'll see it tomorrow, maybe inside. What's the problem with this answer? Rav Avohu didn't have the problem of Shlosha Shlosha. He learned Mayan Katani. But in terms of the nafkamina that emerges in halacha between the two levels, what does Rav Avohu say? Different than Rav or the same as Rav? The same. So the bottom line is, it's still going to come out from the Mishnah, Gzeiros v'Chavolos need three what? Three mumchit. So therefore, how could you be asking Gzeiros v'Chavolos, which is part of the Shaila for the Ram, along with Dinei Knesset, should be good enough with one samach? It's clear, Bein Rav, Bein Rav Avohu. This answer is not really sufficient. The Ram's going to have to come with a whole new pshat. So we have to learn up the Ram well, we have to see other mahalchim in the sugya, see how to put this sugya, peer it with what comes earlier.